to start a local business email newsletter. I think social media has been the biggest marketing help for local business in recent years. Many coffee shops, gyms, restaurants, and more have used and continue to use social as a way to earn attention and new business in their city or area. I remember in 2006 when Facebook came to my college. About a month or so into it, I got a request to be friends with a local tavern. That was my first introduction to someone using social media to drum up business, and I thought it was genius. But even all these years later, there are local businesses that are still looking for ways to use digital marketing to boost their sales. Here's one method that's a bit traditional now, but that can still work very well. And it's email. Email was the first major cool thing about the internet. I just finished reading a book called Hard Drive, which is the story of Microsoft. And they were using email back in the 80s, and their employees loved it. I think I got my first email address around 1996. It was an AOL address, of course. I would read every email that came into my inbox. It didn't matter if it was spam or what. And the thing is, I still read every email that comes into my inbox, but I'm much more selective about what I let into the inbox. So when an individual or business gets access to that email inbox, they have my attention. That's true for a lot of people. Not everyone checks their email multiple times a day or even every day, but they check it fairly often, and when they do, they give a lot of their attention to it. A few years ago, about 79% of people had an email address, and this continues to increase. Email seems old school, but it's still effective. An email newsletter is something you send regularly to subscribers. You can provide just about any kind of information you want, and that's something I hear businesses asking. What type of content do I create? For local businesses, I often suggest that they start a local email newsletter, one where they become the go-to source of all things local. The best restaurants, the best activities for families, upcoming events, everything. Then the business owner or manager will give me a funny look and say something like, "But I'm a dentist. That stuff has nothing to do with what I do." And that's very true. When you're a dentist, pretty much 100% of the people in your area are potential customers, but they're thinking about dentistry. What, maybe 0.01% of their lives? How are you going to get their attention if you're only creating content about dentist industry? And yes, you should create that type of content, but there's so much more opportunity. The name of the game is attention, and local businesses can win the attention of the community by writing about everything in the community, because people think about their local happenings a lot of the time. Here are a few quick steps for creating your own local email newsletter. Number one, sign up for MailChimp. The great thing about MailChimp is that it's free to start. You only pay when you start reaching a certain number of subscribers. It's also incredibly easy to use. If you've never created an email newsletter before, you can learn really quick. Don't worry as much about the look and the feel of your email right away. It is important, but you can learn and tweak it over time. The key thing is to get consistent with scheduling the newsletter. Lots of great emails started out as a basic text, and some are still, the best ones are still just text. Also, as you grow your subscriber list, focus on keeping it lean. Every 6 to 12 months, log in and sort your subscribers by those that haven't ever opened. So you can say, anybody that hasn't opened in 12 months, delete those people from your list. They're obviously not interested, so there's no use paying to have them on the list. Two, create a source list. By this, I mean a list of people, websites, and newspapers that will provide you with local news and information. A big part of what you're going to be doing is curating information about your local community. You can still go out and break news and do things yourself, but you're providing a key service by curating everything about your community into one newsletter. You're saving people time by putting all the information they want into one place. But to do that, you need sources. Subscribe to all the local news sites and blogs, even Facebook and Instagram pages and accounts. Send regular emails to local event organizers and event venues. Build relationships with local restaurants, coffee shops, musicians, and those types of places. Step three, put someone in charge. You have to ask yourself if you really want to commit to doing this type of newsletter. If not, put one of your employees in charge of it and communicate to them that it is a priority. The reason is that you'll get into this and will eventually hit a spot, probably within a couple months, where you're feeling like all the work is a waste of time. Step four, set a schedule and commit long term. I almost feel like with email or blogging or social media that it's best to forget about the analytics for a while, maybe even forever. The only analytic you need is long-term sales. With email, you're investing for the long term. Any company out there with a great email program has probably been doing it for 5 or more years. That's the minimum commitment you're looking at. If you're not willing to commit to that long, then you're better off not doing it because you'll just end up disappointed. I would recommend a weekly newsletter. If that seems daunting, then maybe start with 1 per month, but 1 per week is the best place. Look to send it on Monday to help people start their week, or even maybe on a Friday at lunchtime so people can plan their weekends. Start creating the newsletter every week and then just put your head down. Don't pay attention to the analytics, just make it a habit and focus on the creation. Step 5, add subscribers. Ask every person that comes into your place of business to sign up. Use your social channels to ask for subscribers. Use your website to ask for subscribers, but don't use a pop-up, just a form at the bottom of each page. Go to local events and ask everyone that comes to your booth or desk or whatever to sign up. And ask other local businesses if there is a way you can send an email for them, and ask if you can ask their subscribers to sign up for your email newsletter. Some of the key things to include in your newsletter include local events, news, food and drink, guides, everything that is going on and happening in your community. There is no reason a local business like a dentist or retail store or restaurant can't be the source of this kind of local information. It's a great way to earn the attention of people in your area, people that are all potential customers. It is hard work and it is long term, but that's the opportunity. No one else is willing to do it, but it is something that people still want.